Reading is taken from John chapter 1, starting at verse 1. And that can be found on page 1063 in your pew Bibles. So John 1. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world and through the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Trust you have a really enjoyable Christmas day, wherever you are or whoever you spend it with. It's very good to have your company as always here today. Let's bow our heads for a short prayer. Father, we thank you for that stable all those years ago, for the fact of the birth of Jesus Christ. And we thank you that one day we will know him fully when he's revealed in honour and glory. Grant us each one as we are and where we are to know his presence with us by his Spirit now. In Jesus' name, amen. The verse for today is John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 9. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Light is an important thing to celebrate Christmas with, and we've got some visual aids on the screen now. Three pictures of some interesting lights, thanks to Natasha, who works in producing visual images and also Christmas lights around the country. I actually quite like the ones in Tunbridge, and I'm sure you've got some great lights at home, in your home or on the Christmas tree. But Jesus, of course, is the original light of the world. Let me read from John's Gospel again. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Notice it's the true light that gives light to everyone. Much is made today of people's differences, where you live, what you think about Europe, what you prefer to eat at Christmas Day, what school you've been to, how much you earn, how you're feeling, what your personal preferences are. Whoever and whatever your views are, this light, Jesus Christ, gives light to everyone. And each person in their own different way needs to come to terms with that, because it's a true light. And the only reason for light is it kind of shines in darkness. It exposes things. It can be in the world, can be in other people, things that are wrong. It could even be within ourselves. Sometimes difficult to come to terms with. perhaps only an illustration, but I recognised, as many people enjoyed, the wonderful Nine Lessons and Carols at the very famous King's College, Cambridge. It's its 100th anniversary this year. And the first verse of Once in Royal David's City is sung with a beautiful solo voice. But each of the choir boys don't know until the very last moment, when the choir master points at them and says, "It's you, you're on today," whether they've got that solo moment in the chapel and then around the globe as this particular event is televised. It's you, you're on. And the reason is there in the choir master. They're singing well today or not, but the main reason, because if they knew they were on, it would create a sense of nerves and stress, internal dislocation, maybe darkness within, and they wouldn't do so well. The true light that gives light to everyone is coming into the world, and this light is for everyone, but it's for you. You're on. And this light is a good light. All the way back to Genesis 1, and there's a really good parallel between John chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 1, as I'm sure if you read the Bible, you'll know. In the beginning, God created, and he said, "Let there be light." He then said, "That light is good." When the true light that gives light to everyone, this light that's for you, you're on, whenever it happens to you, it'd be really good. Why would it not be? It exposes darkness, dislocation and despair in us or in other people. This light has come and this light wants to shine. A couple of questions coming up now. Does anyone know the name of this particular painting? Do I see a hand? Yes, madam. It's The Light of the World by Holman Hunt. I didn't realise, but there are two of them. Does anybody know the venues for this very famous painting by Holman Hunt called Jesus, the Light of the World? St. Paul's Cathedral, so you can take a trip on a tube and visit it. The other one? Keble College, Oxford. There's a copy of one just over there if you want to have a close-up a little bit later. And it is worth a close-up look because there's no handle on the outside. Jesus is the light of the world. It's quite quaint, almost romantic and Victorian in its kind of pre-Raphaelite styling. But Jesus has got his hand knocking on the door. It's a picture of Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, I will come in and be with him." That light is there, but there's no handle. He can't kind of shine in. Before he can shine in, he has to come in. And the only way he can come in is if someone on the inside in our heart opens the door. And we do that with a prayer. You say, "Thank you, Lord, for coming into the world, despite my differences with other people. That light's for me. I'm on, and I'll open the door of my heart to you." What's not to like? It's good. It's good light. And this Jesus wants to shine upon each one of us. A moment of stillness, I'll lead you in a prayer. Lord Jesus, I pray for courage, I pray for grace, for each one of us to open the door of our heart to your light, that true light that gives light to everyone. We thank you for the first Christmas, and we thank you for this Christmas. May it be a special day for each one of us as your light shines within. Amen.